Man walks miles with bullet wound in his head. A Fort Valley fellow walked 2 miles with a bullet hole in his head after being shot. He was determined to die in the arms of loved ones, he said, if that was his fate. Larry Taylor finally made it to his mother's house, but didn't realize she had moved away to a nursing home. Bummer. Died in the presence of her paper boy, though. Stop it. No, Taylor said he was walking to a friend's house when a man approached him and asked to use his cell phone. He said no. The guy pulled out a gun, shot him in the head. Bleeding severely from the wound, he stumbled through the streets until he couldn't walk. Then he crawled to his mom's. Whoops, mom had moved. Police later arrested 27-year-old Sammy Williams, charged him with aggravated assault, armed robbery. Sammy was given a phone and given just the one phone call, which was all he was looking for in the first place. Could have saved a lot of trouble, Larry Taylor, if you just would have given Sammy the phone to begin with. I want to let you folks know that I'll take your calls in the next hour, or you can go to hell, of course. That's always an option. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. ABC News is next. A little update. No doubt more tsunami talk. That should end, though, by June or July. We'll be back after local news with Wildcat's twin. KSTP, did I say this already? Can't remember. Good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Fanatical Fargo. Freaky Friendly. Financially strapped Stearns County.